Marimeo, Disc 2.
Chapter 7. It was late afternoon on the common land at the back of St. Ninian's. Slagar had marshalled his band of slavers. Three Claws the Weasel and Bagoy the Stoat stayed inside the ruined church, together with the wretched little group of slaves, who had been manacled to a running chain. They were to await the return of Slagar and the others that night. Now the Sly One reviewed his force. They were dressed as a band of travelling performers. None looked evil. Slagar had seen to that. Every ferret, stoat or weasel had a silly grin painted on its face with berry stain and plant dyes, and all wore various types of baggy comical costume. The fox swept up and down the line, adjusting a ruffle here, affixing a false red nose there. Dressed as the Lord of Mountebanks, Slagar the Cruel looked neither comical nor amusing. There was a mysterious air about him, hooded and caped in swirling patterned silk, which showed the black lining of the moon and stars motif at every turn.
Right, listen carefully. Throw down any weapons you are carrying right now.
His voice was a warning growl, flatly dangerous. There was an uneasy shuffling. The slavers were apprehensive of entering the abbey without weapons. Slagar paced the ranks once more.
Last chance. When I say throw down your weapons, I mean it. Next time I walk around, I will search you. And anyone carrying a weapon, anyone, I don't care who, I'll kill that creature with his own armory. I'll gut him right here in front of you all. Now, throw down your weapons.
There was a clatter. Knives, hooks, swords, strangling nooses, daggers and axes fell to the ground like a sudden shower of April rain. Slagar kicked at a sore-edged spike.
Wartclaw, gather him and sling him into the church until we get back. The rest of you, form up around the cart. 10 in front, pulling. The rest at the sides and back, shoving. We'll take the path nice and easy now. Travel at a steady pace. That'll bring us there in the early evening.
As they trundled along the path, the Sly One said to his minions,
leave all the talking to me. I know these creatures and I can handle them. Nobody talks, is that clear? I don't want any loose-tongued addlebrain blowing the gaff by mistake. If anyone speaks to you, then pull a silly face, smile, and turn a cartwheel. Act the goat. You're supposed to be a travelling entertainment, so look amusing. If they ask us to share their food, which they probably will, then mind your manners and don't go picking it down. Take a slice or a portion of whatever and pass the bowl to your neighbour. If there's ladies present, then be polite and offer them the food first before you start wolfing it down your famine-fed gobs. Be friendly with the little ones, and keep your eyes out for any likely-looking youngsters, straight-limbed, sturdy. Don't, for the Claw's sake, recognize Vitch. You've never set eyes on him before. Right. Any questions?
Fleabag held up a paw.
How we know when the moment is right, Chief?
I'll tell you, Dunderhead.
Halftail was a little puzzled.
But how will you know, Slagar?
The Sly One looked at him pityingly.
Because they'll be asleep, nitbrain.
How you know that they're all going to go asleep together at the same time?
Halftail persisted.